This is, in real time, a countdown to one of my fantasy drafts, but we are not doing fantasy football. For those of you, thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group, Plantation Palms Golf Club, and Pin Chasers, returning for the football season. But I have Ira Kaufman, the Sage, one of the nicknames someone uses for him famously via JoeBucksFan.com, is one of my favorites, the custodian of Canton. We did, Ira, we talked fantasy last year at your birthday party. So this year, and thank you for coming early to my fantasy draft.
You're welcome.
My idea was, let's not talk fantasy today. First of all, I don't want you to show your hand.
We can't talk. My magazine does my talking
about
over there. You know that.
I'm still convinced there's an old school Playboy inside Ira's fantasy magazine, because at times he turns it sideways, and I think he's reading the article.
It's
slash
gallery,
looking
gallery,
for the,
gallery
yeah,
magazine.
Yeah, or as my friend Drew Garabo often likes to reference, old school Beaver Hunt. Remember that one at some obscure convenience stores off 75 or 95 in Florida. I just want to talk football with you. So this way you're not showing your fantasy hand.
Beautiful.
We're just talking about football here in the Todd Wright Toddcast. Here's a theory I've had the last 10 years, and it's based on teams that get to the Super Bowl. The only teams that get to the Super Bowl are coached by coaches who are directly involved with the offense. And even Bill Belichick, late in his career, was very involved with quarterbacks, offensive game planning, could actually put the headset on, call offensive plays if he had to. He met with quarterbacks every Saturday in his office, got to know them, because he felt, remember, he went a good, 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, lost two head-to-head to Coughlin and Eli. And along that gap, he said, I need to be more invested in offense. He's always been a special teams guy, always been a defensive guy. No coach since Dan Quinn, Falcons blew that Super Bowl 28-3, has gotten to a Super Bowl with no involvement in offense. And that was Super Bowl 51. We're coming up on Super Bowl 60. So my theory is, unless you have a coach involved with offense, you are not making the Super Bowl. And last year, notice the two teams that lost the conference title games. Dan Campbell lost with Detroit. Dan Quinn lost with Washington to Philadelphia. Sirianni used to be the offensive coordinator prior to coming to Philadelphia. And Kansas City took care of Buffalo again, where Sean McDermott hits that ceiling. The Bills had the game, U.S. Open term, on their racket, ball at the 30-35, you're down three, plenty of time, timeouts. They ran six plays. James Cook never touched the ball. McDermott did nothing. McDermott didn't go up to Cook and say, get the hell in the game. Get on the headset and say, why aren't we using the guy who has produced 130-plus yards and a touchdown in this game? He's not involved. So, Ira, what's your thought on that? That the head coaches who are involved with offense are the ones reaching Super Bowls the last 10 years.
So you're looking at Shanahan with the 49ers?
Yes.
You're looking at McVay?
Yes.
You're looking at Sirianni?
Yes.
You're looking at Reed?
Yes. Arians?
It doesn't bode well for the 2025 Bucks, Todd, unless you're going to say that
Bowles
is going to stick his nose into the Buck offense,
which
I don't think he will.
We know better. Did Bowles learn his lesson about game management? Has he learned that lesson?
I think he was forced to.
Okay.
Because I believe it was Light or perhaps even the Glazers that said, you need help.
Okay.
We need help in these game situations. We're not getting the job done. And to his credit, and say what you want about Bowles, I don't think he's an egomaniac. He's not. He knows his weak spots. He knows his faults. He knew he needed help in situational football. What I think happened, Todd, last year, he had too many voices in his head. You can't have three people telling you what to do in terms of timeout.
And to be clear, we're not saying he's crazy. These were actual voices in the headset. He takes off the headset. This isn't like what they would say about NHL, like kickers. He's listening to music and he's not wearing a headset.
It's not that movie Split. Remember that movie Split?
Yes.
With the nutty guy? Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You're not saying Bowles is crazy.
No.
You're just saying there were too many people talking.
So he brought this guy in from Jacksonville. He had been with the Jags a long time.
Who is this guy?
That's a question for another.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Uh, But he's going to play a critical role because one thing we know about the Bucks, Todd, they're always in close games. They're always in close games.
Good teams are.
And look at the Chiefs last year. Won all these one-score games.
And then
had unprecedented.
And then, as I and some others predicted, couldn't handle being hammered. They weren't ready
for that. This is the second time Andy Reid has had to overhaul his offensive line in the last 5 years off a Super Bowl beatdown.
And I don't think he did as good of a job this year as he did off the loss to the Bucks in 55.
Well, I'm hearing this Josh Simmons is really good at left tackle.
All right.
That's what I'm hearing. The kid from Ohio State got hurt.
Right.
Otherwise, he would have been maybe a top 10 pick.
Agreed.
I don't even like the right tackle. This Jawan Taylor, that was a terrible deal. Now, Veach is very good as a general manager, but he does make mistakes, just like anybody. And, I think they've done a poor job with receivers. Poor job.
That's always been the case. Although, let's remember, they traded into the spot with Buffalo to get Xavier Worthy. And I'll admit,
he finished strong.
He did. And at least in the Super Bowl, he kept playing. And it looked like Andy.
The game was over.
Still. You know guys quit in a game like that. Even on a team like the Chiefs, there were guys that quit. Xavier Worthy didn't quit. And you know what? I'll say this about Xavier Worthy. So, a friend of mine, we're talking about him, and like, why does Texas lose all these big games the last few years? And Worthy never had his name called when Texas had a fresh set of downs on like the 13-yard line against Penix and Washington in the semifinals a couple years ago. Sark never called his number. Andy Reid's smarter than that. So I think what we saw with Worthy at the beginning was, okay, he's small. Let's see how he holds up. We'll run special package for him, but then realize we can do more with him. And then Mahomes knows he can do more with him. So I was wrong on Worthy. I thought the Bills got the better end of that, eventually getting Keon Coleman, who some people are really big on this year. I'd like to see that. But right now, I'd take Worthy. I'd take Worthy over Coleman. Would you?
You know what's interesting about the Chiefs, Don, and not enough people recognize it? They're a defensive football team now. They're a defensive football team. Their offense is kind of mediocre.
It's good enough, isn't it?
They don't throw a long ball, and I think
for
a good reason. He doesn't have the time to throw it.
Other than to Worthy. Yeah, other than to Worthy when he runs away from people.
Big year for Kelsey. He says he's going to go out with a bang. We'll see. He was poor last year. 3 touchdowns for Kelsey.
How about how in the beginning of the season, we learned this after the fact, Rashee Rice is a whole other podcast that we don't have time for. Rice was running Kelsey's routes at the beginning of the season. Then Rice goes down.
He was doing very well.
And then they have Kelsey run his routes again. But what did it say that a year ago you felt Kelsey couldn't run those routes anymore? So is Kelsey overstaying his welcome?
I think he's going to have a good season. I've got faith in him. To me, it's all about Mahomes having enough time to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. I think he was under siege, and he has been under siege for the last 2 or 3 years. I don't think the offensive line does a good job for him. And I know they talk about Creed Humphrey's the best center in football, and the right guard is outstanding, and of course they had Joe Thuney. Things got so bad they had to take Thuney and move him to left tackle. How bad is that?
The best center in football, I think, retired, and that's one of the reasons I think Detroit, which went from blowing the NFC title game 2 years ago,
I'm with you,
to getting blown out at home off a bye by Washington, where Dan Quinn out Dan Campbell, fourth down, let's go, fourth down, let's go, fourth down, let's go. Ragnow said, yeah, I'm good. They lose both coordinators.
That's right.
Also, let me introduce a fun Todd Bowles factor here. Dan Campbell brought in an offensive play caller who hasn't called plays since Todd Bowles fired him with the Jets.
Oh. And it wasn't like the Jets were tearing up the scoreboard either.
No. But Bowles knew he stunk. Now that guy is in Jared Goff's ear, and we know Goff's numbers went way up with Ben Johnson. Goff is very defensive. I'm not just Ben Johnson. I'm not saying the Bears are a factor yet, but Ben Johnson, to me, is there in the offensive play callers. If we were going to, Ira, all right, 5 best offensive play callers in the NFL, go. Your opinion, 5 best calling plays, offensive plays in the NFL. Who are they?
McVay.
Agreed.
Reed.
Agreed.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Shanahan.
Maybe.
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 Maybe. Monken.
Oh, you'd put Monken there.
I think Munkin's really good.
Okay. Maybe Lamar holds him back. I put O'Connell in there.
He's very good.
Minnesota.
He's very good.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure the quarterback matters over there. I think I think McConnell will get the job done.
It didn't last year.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold got the same deal in 2025 to join the Seahawks that Baker got in 2024 to join the Bucs. Kevin O'Connell got him that deal. I'm already hearing Milroe may be the better guy for the Seahawks long term than Darnold, and you just threw free agent money at him?
Wow.
Yeah.
One thing you didn't mention, Todd, and this is close to your heart. How much do you think the acquisition of Parsons closes the gap between Green Bay and Detroit?
I already had Green Bay ahead of Detroit before the deal.
I think this has ramifications for the Buccaneers because
it makes it
tougher.
You
could argue about Green Bay. Suppose they win a division and the Bucs win their division.
Right.
Like we think they will.
Yeah.
It could affect seeding because Green Bay is now a better team.
Yes.
Now, 3 years from now, maybe the number one picks pan out for Dallas.
And unlike 5 years ago, when you got to go to Green Bay with 7,000 people in the stands, that's not the case. We're not in COVID anymore.
There are some questions about Jordan Love, though, Todd.
I have mine. Yeah, I have mine, too. Yeah. But they do have Josh Jacobs.
What a stud.
And as we all know, fantasy or not fantasy,
give me the guy with 300 touches.
Raiders fans or Packers fans, there's a stretch every year of about a month where Josh Jacobs, you just give him the ball as much as you can, and he produces.
So the Raiders let him go, and then they got to get Jonte, right?
Yeah.
To try to replace him.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Well, I think he's going to be good, but he's an unknown. And we know what,
I hope he's good. I'm concerned. You went up against Mountain West defenses in putting those numbers up. Look, Kellen Moore at Boise State won more games than any quarterback in FCS history. He went 49-3. How good was Kellen Moore's quarterback career in the NFL? It was so good, he's already a head coach.
And you know who called the plays last year? It was Dirk Cutter for that team.
For Boise.
Boise State.
Good call. Good call. I worry about the learning curve on Genty. And granted, he's got the highest paid OC in the NFL.
Their O-line is not exactly the Eagles.
No, it's not. And Chip Kelly at $6 million. And they have no real receivers and one who's upset that he's not being paid more in Jacoby Myers. So where's the balance there? All right. So we did.
By the way, what are they going to do with that tight end they drafted a few years ago?
Oh, yeah. The one
not Bowers.
The one before Bowers.
Yeah. I mean.
Michael Mayer.
Is he buried? I mean.
Well, he plays. I think he's there more to block now.
The guy's supposed to be a stud, Todd.
Apparently not.
Apparently.
But do you agree with the theory that the Raiders were going to take Penix in that draft? They were just waiting. And sometimes when you wait in a draft, someone else gets your guy. So they didn't see that coming like most didn't at the Falcons, who threw all that money at Kirk Cousins.
That was at number 8, maybe?
Nine.
Nine.
I think the Raiders had the 12th pick.
Okay.
So they panicked. Big surprise. Raiders panic. Just take the best guy on the board. And it happened to be a tight end. And it's going to work out. Right? We're already looking at Bowers as the best tight end in the NFL.
Yep.
We got a couple good new ones in the NFL. I think Tyler Warren's going to be great. I don't think the Colts are going to be great, but the Raiders weren't and Bowers was. I think Tyler Warren might be so good that he runs some wildcat / tush push, which he did at Penn State. He was jumping in from the 4-yard line at Penn
State. They need somebody with some juice in that passing game, Indy.
They did.
I mean, they got a top-notch running back.
But, yeah.
You know, that offense is plotting. It's a plotting offense.
It is. It is. So by the time we get to – give me the last four teams to be playing football in this season. The last four. On Conference Championship Sunday, what four teams are still going to be playing to try to get to Super Bowl 60?
I can't get around Buffalo and Baltimore. I just think
– over Kansas City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to slip a little bit.
I do too.
Chris Jones is getting a little old. Kelsey's old.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs slipped too. But
they don't have an elite running back. They don't.
No. I think they may have Ramondre by week 9. I'm not saying Ramondre's elite.
Now I'm going to drive you crazy with this, Todd. You ready?
And I don't think the Ravens win anything big with Lamar. He just can't do it. Like Dak can't do
I've
it.
I've been telling my guys for a year or two. I don't know. I like this guy. To me, he's a pro's pro.
Who?
And the Chiefs should have picked him up. And he's a receiver who just got traded again. Back to Minnesota.
Thielen?
I think Thielen's got some juice left. The Bucs couldn't cover him last year. And I think if he goes on Kansas City, he could be the number one or two target.
Yeah, they'll get somebody else. He went home. We know. He's from up there. He went home.
And the last thing I'll say,
he wasn't going to go anywhere. So what two teams in the NFC? Are you leading Green Bay and Philly like me? I was big on the Rams last year. I'm not as big on them this year. I'm worried about Stafford's health.
Call me a homer.
You're a homer.
I think Tampa could be in there. I think they could.
In the conference title game? Here's a problem with the Bucs. They lose more home playoff games than anybody else, and they've had one true playoff road victory in their entire 50-year existence when they closed the vet. The COVID games don't count. So if you can't win at home, you can't win on the road, how do you get to the NFC title game with a coach who's not involved with
you
offense?
You pick off more than 7 passes. That's how you do it.
Okay, very good.
7 is ridiculous. That is absolute. They faced the second most passes in the league last year behind the Vikings. The second most. And they picked off 7 of them. Right. That's disgraceful.
You're awesome.
And by the way,
it's why you have such an audience.
Don't lose week 1 to Atlanta. Don't do that. Don't lose 3 straight.
Like
to the
they
Falcons.
Did lose 2 to them last year. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll be at that game. That's my only road trip. Road trip, Atlanta.
Driving?
No.
Okay. It's not a bad drive.
Let's get on with this draft, baby.
Okay. Let's wrap up. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thanks, Ira Kaufman. Thank you for listening.